Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I praise the Lord this morning for each of you rising on early Sunday morning to give God some glory and to give him some praise. That song by Ernest Cusey, Lord, I need your glory. I need more of you and less of me. Truly, that song says it all. We all should be searching. We all should be desiring. We all should be longing and thirsting for more of God's glory. Amen. So we greet you in the matchless awesome name on this morning, Sunday morning, November the 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2012. We say God blessings to each and every one of you, peace in the name of Jesus. We are here for no other purpose than to lift up and magnify the name of the Lord. We're going to be reading into your hearing this morning before we go on into our prayer. We're going to read from Psalm 24. But first, I want to read our opening scripture, which is in Psalm 63, verse 1. It said, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Let me read that again. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Why? Because I'm longing to see thy power and thy glory as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. People of God, God dwells in the house of prayer. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Isn't that a wonderful thing? David said, my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help. How many know that the Lord has been your help? Because thou hast been my help, therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followed hard after thee. Thy right hand upholded me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Amen, amen. We read to you Psalm 63, verses 1 through 11 on this morning. The Lord took me another way. Amen. So we want to lift up some prayer to God on this morning, for truly God is a merciful God. God is a long suffering God. God is a kind God. God is a God that will stick with you until the end. Amen. So, Lord God, most gracious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning once again with a humble spirit, once again with the spirit of thanksgiving, once again with the spirit of joy in our hearts, once again with the spirit of love, the spirit of peace, the spirit of meekness, the spirit of patience. Lord, we come before you this morning, Lord God, and we're reminding you of your word on this morning. In Luke 10:19, you said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bind in every evil and every ugly spirit that's not of you on this morning. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We're taking full control over the airwaves on this morning. We're taking full control over this radio broadcast ministry that you have given to this ministry. Lord God, we bind every demonic force in the name of Jesus. We come against the rulers of darkness. We come against wickedness in high places. We come against everything that would exalt itself above you. And Lord God, we come to lift up your name. We came to give you glory. We came to give you praise. We came to give you honor, for you are God that is a God of the universe. You are a creator, and you, Lord God, hallelujah, created man in your image. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it. For you founded it upon the seas, and you established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in the holy place, Lord God? You encouraged us in Psalm 24, where you said, he that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Today we're saying to lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? He is the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Once again we're saying, who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. So, Lord Jesus, once again, this is the day that the Lord has made. Lord God, we are acknowledging you in all of our ways. We asking you, Lord God, to straighten out our path. Lord, give us a mind to walk before you this day in all that we do, in all that we say. Lord, help us to live life in you, Lord God, and through you, God, every word that come out of our mouth on today, and even on this week, Lord God, God, our thoughts, Lord God, God, the judgments that we make, God, our counsel, and God, our actions, Lord God, we are acknowledging you this morning in our ways, Lord God, and even this week, Lord God, as the nation begin to celebrate. Hallelujah, as the nation begin to celebrate and set aside this Thanksgiving Day, hallelujah, on Thursday, November the 22nd, Lord God, as families gather around in their homes to eat turkey and dressing and engage in all the festivities of the food and to engage in prayer, Lord God, please, Lord God, don't let them put the turkey as the order of the day. Don't let them put all the trimmings as the order of the day. But, Lord God, let them gather together. Let them grab a hold to hands and love one another and pray for one another, encourage one another, and let them know, Lord God, that it's not about the turkey. Hallelujah. You created the turkey. Hallelujah. You created the food. You created the ground, Lord God, because the earth is yours. But let us have a grateful heart. Let us have a thankful heart, Lord God. Let us remember for what you have done for us. Let us remember from whence you had brought us from. Let us not forget about your mercy. Let us not forget about your kindness, Lord God. Oh, God, help us to empty ourselves. Help us to be empty vessels, Lord God, where you can fill us up. Fill us up with more of your spirit. Fill us up with more of your glory. Lord God, we come to you in full submission. Hallelujah, for your will is our life. Lord God, in your name we pray. We confess to you this day all of our sins, the sins of today, the sins of yesterday, and every day past. Lord God, we repent and we renounce them, those known and those unknown, those of omission and those of commission, and what we have done and what we have failed to do. In particular, Lord God, we lay down at your feet all the sins of the flesh, all the sins of our tongue, all the sins of our heart, and all the unholy thoughts and actions. Lord, we repent today of every negative word spoken over us. We repent of every negative word formed against us. We repent of every negative word directed at anyone other than ourselves and have been self-inflicted upon us. We renounce those words, and we bind and loose them. We break them off of whomever they were inflicted upon, all in your holy name, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for cleansing our hearts, Lord God. We asking you this morning to allow us to put on the mind of Christ consciously every day, Lord God. We want to put on the mind of Christ. For the scriptures say, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ, see Jesus. Lord, every day give us a mind to put on Christ. Lord, every day help us to acknowledge you in all our ways, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We give you glory and we give you praise. Lord God, we bring our children to you this morning. We bring our parents to you this morning. We bring our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren to you this morning. We bring our wives and our husbands to you this morning. We bring our pastors to you this morning. We bring our bishops and our evangelists and our ministers and all of our sisters and brothers in Christ to you this morning. We even lift up the president of this nation, President Barack Obama. We lift up the First Lady this morning, First Lady Michelle Obama. We lift up their daughters this morning, Sasha and Malia this morning. We lift up the cabinet of President Obama on this morning, Lord God. Everyone from the great head of state on down to the ambassadors, Lord God. We lift up our troops to you this morning. Lord God, we lift up Israel to you this morning, for we know that Israel is your people. Israel is your city, Lord God. We lift them up to you this morning. We lift up every cast down spirit on this morning. We lift up every bow down head on this morning. We, God, hallelujah, we cast off depression on this morning. We cast off oppression on this morning. We cast off low self-esteem on this morning, Lord God, and we lifting up self-esteem this morning. Hallelujah, high self-esteem. Help us to think good about ourselves, Lord God. Help us to remember you, Lord God. Help us to not to think on the things of ourselves more highly than we do of others, Lord God. Oh, but God, help us to look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. We know that all of our help come from the Lord. Oh, God, we help in asking you, Lord God, to tear down every ugly, hallelujah, imagination. We come against those seducing spirits even on this morning that would come and whisper in our ears and tell us that we're nothing. Lord God, we want victory in your name on this morning. Oh, God, we are children of the King. Hallelujah. We are children of the King, Lord God. And because we belong to you, Lord God, we have no lack. We have no want. We have no need, Lord God. For you say it in your word that you would supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, Lord God. Oh, and we praise you for it this morning. Ah, God, we praise you, Lord God, for every speaker that comes on a time of reflection. We thank you for Pastor Ashton Adams on this morning. We thank you for Elder Wenzel Stafford on this morning. We thank you for Dr. Winston Singleton on this morning. We thank you for Prophetess Shara Harrison on this morning. We thank you for Dr. Kenneth Burford on this morning. We thank you for Dr. Artie Walker on this morning. We thank you for Elder Williams and Mother Lily Williams on this morning. We thank you for Evangelist Doris and Elder Cumber on this morning. We thank you for Evangelist Kalu. We thanking you for Evangelist Kinnaman. We thank you for Evangelist Tanya Caldwell. We thank you for Minister Michael Lewis on this morning. We thank you for Evangelist Patricia Joshua on this morning. We thank you for First Lady Carol Stafford Adams this morning. We thank you for Evangelist Abusella Williams this morning. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for Minister Tillman on this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for Prophetess Barbara Teal on this morning. We thank you for Prophet Samuel Addison on this morning. We lift up Bishop Samuel Bayabi on this morning. Oh, we lift up Bishop Leo Lewis on this morning. We lifting up Bishop Alfred Singleton on this morning and Lady Antoinette Singleton. We lift up Bishop Winston Singleton this morning and First Lady Norma Jean Singleton on this morning. We lift up Bishop Louis Stallworth Jr. and his family this morning. First Lady Nellie Stallworth on this morning. We lift up Pastor Gloria Jones on this morning. We lift up District Elder Evans on this morning. Hallelujah. We lift up First Lady Adams on this morning. Evans this morning. Lord, we lift up Bishop Troy Dockery and Lady Dolly Dockery on this morning. Oh, God, we lift up all those that are coming to the conference, Lord God. We asking you to bless the True Fellowship Conference on December 7th and the 8th of this year, Lord God. Bless all those that come out to hear. Bless all those that make the sacrifice to come out and fellowship on this occasion, Lord God. We lift up Bishop Burns and First Lady Sherry Burns to you on this morning. In the name of Jesus, we lift up Pastor Beatrice Martin to you on this morning, God. Oh, God, we lift up the California Western States Council on this morning. We lift up every district elder and every pastor in that council on this morning. We lift up the Pentecostal churches of the Apostolic Faith on this morning. We lifting up Pastor, hallelujah, Bishop J.E. Moore on this morning and First Lady Ticola Moore, Lord God. We lift him up to you this morning. We even lift up our first assistant, Bishop Lambert Gates, and Sister First Lady Nancy Gates, Bishop Ford, Michael Ford, and his wife on this morning. Oh, God, we lift up Pastor Jacqueline McLemore on this morning at Kingdom Enforcers Ministry. We lift up Elder Ryan Robinson on this morning. Oh, God, we lift up Bishop Alfred Singleton Jr. and First Lady Vivian Singleton, Lord God. We lift up, hallelujah, Sister Marsha Moore and her husband, Bobby Billings, on this morning. Oh, God, we lift up all of our families on this morning. We lift up my brother Burns on this morning. We lift up Errol and Andrew, Lord God, and Perry. Lord God, and I lift up my sister-in-law Juanita on this morning. Oh, God, I lift up my mother Barbara Benoit this morning as she get ready to celebrate 76 years on Friday, November the 23rd, Lord God. I'm asking you to continue to touch my mother's body, Lord God. Let your blood cover her home, Lord God. Bless her going out and her coming in, Lord God. Oh, God, remember my sister Dawn, Lord God, as she get ready to move on tomorrow. Let everything be graciously done, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, I bring Sharita before you this morning. Oh, God, I bring, hallelujah, hallelujah, Benson before you this morning, Lord God. Her children before you, God. Oh, and I lift up my, how you never more shut down, lift up Danielle to you this morning, God. 20 years in January, God. Oh, God, I'm lifting her up to you this morning. Oh, God, because you know where she is, Lord God. She have endured 20 years, Lord God. I thank you for sparing her life, Lord God. Now it's time for her to come home and do the work that you have designated for her to do, God. I lift up Danielle before you this morning. I even lift up her husband, Glennett, before you this morning and his children and family, Lord God. I lift up Carl and Glenisha before you. I lift up Michael before you this morning, my nephew, Lord God. Oh, God, and I lift up my grandchildren, Darielle and Bentley, Kevielle and Kanan. Lord, I lift up Rayelle and Lamondo before you this morning. I lift up the bereaved family of Jay Sale this morning, the Claiborne family. Lord God, comfort their heart as they bury their mother and their sister and their grandmother. Hallelujah on Wednesday, Lord God. Comfort their heart, Lord God. Wrap your arms around them, Lord God. Let them know that it's time to get saved, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I bring my nieces and my nephews to you. I bring my niece Andrea to you as she celebrates our birthday on Tuesday. I bring Pastor Singleton, Karelia Singleton before you. Oh, God, it's Shabu and Dee and Kyle and Jokia and Rocky, Lord God. Even Mother Peggy Singleton, I bring her before you on this morning. Elizabeth, I am the most Shaka Singleton. Oh, God, Marie and Kathy, Lord God, Preston, I bring them all before you. I bring my cousin, Prophetess Theodora Glover, before you, down in Lawrenceville, Georgia, God. Continue to meet her niece. Oh, remember Mary Bell and Tweety on this morning, God. Oh, God, and my son, God, go to Angola, Louisiana, and touch my son, Lord God. Oh, God, comfort his heart right now, God. Let him know, God, that you are very present help in the time of need. Oh, you are very present help, God. Help him. Give him a mind to draw nigh to you, God. Give him a mind to surrender all to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I lift my family in New Orleans before you this morning. I lift up my Aunt Fien and my Uncle Clarence, my Aunt Angela and my Aunt Ayanonomoshaka, my Aunt Elaine's children, Lord God. Damn, remember Rodney Bolton and Steve Bolton this morning. Pamela Bolton and Ryan and Damon Bolton on this morning. I lift up the Bradford family to you this morning, God. Oh, I lift them up to you, God. Oh, God, you said men should always pray and not faint, Lord God. I lift up Stephanie King and Roy King to you. All my family in Baton Rouge, I lift them up to you all this morning. I lift up Dr. Donald Evans to you this morning. Oh, God, go in Texas right now, God, and touch Dr. Evans' heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And all of my sisters, supporters that have supported us down through the years, Lord God. Oh, I lift up Attorney Jerry Mooney to you of Los Angeles this morning. Oh, God, touch his heart, Lord God. Let him be diligent in praying and doing what he needs to do to seek relief for my sister. In the name of Jesus, I bring Judge Lewis Trent before you this morning, that's been so instrumental in helping me and my family, Lord God. Oh, I bless you, Lord. I bring Bernie before you this morning. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you all this morning. I bring Sister Ruby Larry before you this morning. Oh, God, continue to touch Sister Ruby, all the circle of love family, Mother Richards, Lord, Sister Princess, Evangelist Phillips, Lord God, Minister Derek Adams, Lord God. I bring them before you on this morning, God. Oh, God, all of our speakers, all of our listeners that come on the line, Sister Millie Vargas and our family, God. Oh, we thank you for them this morning, God. Oh, God, I bring Miss Adrian before you that's in the home with me, God. Touch her this morning, Lord God. Meet every need that she has, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thanking you, Lord God. We thanking you, Lord God. I thank you for sparing my life, God. I thank you for keeping me with a mind to praise you. I thank you, God. You are good, God. You are wonderful, God. You are merciful, God. Oh, God, thank you even for the pastor that I met this past weekend, Pastor Lois McCullough, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God, and all the pastors that I'm able to meet as I'm spreading this gospel, God. Oh, bless the appreciation service this morning for Dr. Walker, Audie Walker, God. Bless Bishop Mendoza as he come with his church to fellowship with us on this morning, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Bless the women and men of God that's ministering your word all over the nation, Lord God. Every prayer house, Lord God, remember mom today, God. Oh, God, remember our government. Remember our nurses and our doctors. Remember our teachers, Lord God, our attorneys, Lord God. Oh, God, remember, Lord, on this morning, God. Do something great for us, God. Oh, God, for you are great, God, and you're greatly to be praised. Oh, we bless you today, God. Oh, you don't know more shut down. We give you glory for all that you've done, God. We give you glory for all that you're going to do, God. We've given you glory, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives right now, God. Oh, God, we want to just tell you this morning we love you. We love you, Lord God, and we honor you this morning. You don't know what shut up. If we had 10,000 tongues, Lord, we couldn't praise you enough for your goodness. We couldn't praise you enough for your kindness. We couldn't praise you enough, Lord God, for all that you've done, God. Oh, you've been a good God. You've been a God that never forgets. You are God that remembers when others forget, Lord God. Oh, God, and we thank you, Lord God. Help us to look to the hills. Help us to be encouraged, Lord God. Help us to be strengthened, Lord God. I don't see any callers this morning, Lord God, but I thank you, hallelujah, for this assignment that you've given me, God. I don't take it for granted, Lord. I don't take it for granted. God, I lift up my friend Karen Creighton to you this morning. I lift up all my cousins in New Orleans, Lord God. I even lift up my friend Deborah Morton that I grew up with, Elder Deborah Morton of Greater St. Stephen Full Baptist Church. I lift her up and her husband, Pastor Paul Morton, before you this morning. Oh, I lift him up, God. You don't know more, Shaka. I lift him up this morning. I lift up Bishop Lester Love to you this morning, God. Oh, God, I lift up all of my friends. I don't know more, Shaka. I know that I don't know on Facebook. Over 900 some odd friends, Lord God. I lift them up to you this morning, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to let them, you know, no more shut up, to continue to be encouraged, Lord. Let your blood cover, Lord God, and those that don't know you this morning. I'm petitioning you on their behalf, Lord God. You said to make our request known. We make it known to you this morning, God. Oh, God, meet every need, Lord God. Pay every bill, God. Open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings that we don't have room enough to receive. Lord, I'm not talking all about blessings of homes and blessings of cars and the material things. But, Lord, I want you to pour out your spirit. For you said in the last days that you would pour out your spirit upon all flesh, Lord God. Oh, we're looking for you to do just that, God. We're looking for you to do just that, God. Oh, God, you said in your word that our sons and our daughters would prophesy. Oh, God, 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 God. You said our old men shall dream dreams and our young men shall see visions. Oh, God, we're looking for that day, God. Ah, we living in that day, Lord God. Oh, well, we don't need the prophet to come into town. We can prophesy and speak over our own lives, God. We can command, we can demand, we can decree, we can declare, we can proclaim, we can renounce, and we can denounce, Lord God. Oh, we blessing you, Lord God, for the power that you have given us. We blessing you for the authority that you have given us in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, continue to let us look unto you, Lord God. Oh, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Ah, help us to know, Lord God, that we can't do nothing without you, God. Ah, we can't do nothing without you, Lord God. Oh, increase our faith on this morning. Increase our faith, God. Give us the ability and the strength to lean on every word that you have given us, Lord God. Oh, we bless you, God, for restoration on this morning. We thank you for joy down in our souls on this morning. Ah, Yadonomoshata. We thank you, God. We give you glory, God. Remember Raymond Tucker, Lord God, wherever he may be on this morning. Remember Evangelist Rosetta Myers. Kenya died and Titus died and their family on this morning. Remember the Singletons, those that sing, and I and all of the grandchildren of Bishop Alfred and the great-grands, God. Belinda Singleton, the manager, God. Remember them on this morning. Remember, Lord God, the celebrities, even those that have made it in the celebrity world, God. Remember them on this morning. Comfort them, Lord God. Continue to keep your guardian angels around them. And, Lord God, as I get ready on this morning, preparing to go to the house of worship, preparing to go and honor a woman that has served you for over 60 some odd years, God. I'm asking you to get in the vehicle with me. The road is wet this morning. The rain has been all night, Lord God, but we're thanking you for the rain, God. Because you said you would rain on us. Continue to shower us with your rain. Shower us with your rain, Lord God. Let it rain on us this morning, God. Oh, we bless you. And we give glory and we give you praise. And, Lord God, we thank you for allowing us to see another day. Hallelujah. Bless all those that are going to gather on Thursday in the houses of worship and give you some thanks, God. We appreciate you, Lord God. We appreciate you, God. And we give you glory and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. I'd like to just do a quick announcement on today. I'd like to, again, just remind you all of the upcoming Truth Fellowship Conference that will be held on December 7th and 8th at 2281 East Main Street in the city of Stockton, California. At Christ Redeeming Center, where the pastor is none other than Dr. Kenneth Burford. Amen. Also, we'd like to let you to know that we have some powerful, awesome speakers that God has graced us with this year. And our theme is Let Brotherly Love Continue. So we don't care what denomination you are. If you have the love of God in your heart, and if you are worshiping and serving God in spirit and truth, we extend this invitation to each and every one of you. We will have Dr. Winston Singleton of Great Enrichment Ministries of Los Angeles, California with us. We also will have Pastor Prophetess Cheryl Harrison of Healing and Prayer and Compassion Ministries of Elk Grove, California. Also, we have Dr. Kenneth Burford, whose church we're hosting this event at. He will be one of our speakers, and also Pastor Ashton Adams of the Circle of Love Ministries. Also, our psalmist, Lady Carol Stafford Adams, and we have a business opportunity meeting with Senior Vice President of Five Links Enterprise, Evangelist Doris Campbell, and also Sister Dorothy Scream, who is, I believe, a national director with Five Links. We will also be commemorating 1 year anniversary on Blog Talk Radio Network, and we will be paying special tributes to many of you that have supported us on this radio broadcast. So please, if you haven't received any information, contact me at area code 209-271-8735. Once again, that's area code 209-271-8735. And we will certainly get you some information. The luncheon on that Saturday is the donation for the tickets are $25. So we're not coming, this is not no money event, this is not no fundraiser. This is something for us to come together and fellowship. Many of us know that the mega church, they don't need our support, okay? But they couldn't become mega until they had a beginning. Everyone had a beginning. Everyone started out with a small beginning. Nobody start with a large congregation. So this is the time. This the Lord gave me this vision. And I just want to say this before I get off the air. The Lord gave me this vision to bring our brothers and sisters together for true fellowship, crossing every denomination. Please know, people of God, that denominations is not of God. The Lord said, be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is holy. And there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Let's please keep that in mind. So we're not coming together to debate. We're not coming together to get on any doctrinal points. We're coming together lift up the name of Jesus. We're coming to give him some glory. We're coming to give him some thanks. And we're coming together for an opportunity to meet and greet one another where we can have some true fellowship. How many know that we just come together once a year for an appreciation? Well, appreciation is nowhere in the Bible. The Bible did say, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. We came up with all these other titles, even auxiliaries. They're not in the Bible. Hallelujah. Ministry is. Ministry, and that's what we're about. We're about ministering. We're about ministering to souls that are sick, souls that are lost. Jesus said the physicians come for those that are sick. If you're already whole, if you're already well and healthy, you don't need a physician. But you better stir up your pure mind, and you better remember from whence you came. Hallelujah. That's why the scripture say, oh God, thou art my God. Only will I seek thee. Hallelujah. And I just bless the Lord for you on today. So we're going to be paying some special tribute to all of our speakers. God has blessed us with some wonderful speakers on this broadcast, prophets, bishops, prophetess, apostles, evangelists, ministers, and sisters and brothers in Christ. We have had some of every title to come on this radio broadcast, and we just want to salute you and let you know that we thank God for you. Amen. 1 year we're on this radio broadcast, Monday through Friday. Now we're on Saturday, and we come on early Sunday morning for 30 minutes of prayer. Well, I've already prayed. Anybody that's tuning in later, you've already missed it, but I hope I was inclusive of all those that the Lord put in my spirit on this morning. I even thank God for the guest, guest 1446. That is with us on this morning. God bless you, man or woman of God, whomsoever you shall be, should be. We thank God for you tuning in on this morning for this early morning prayer. I don't know about you, but I feel mighty good. Hey, you don't know more. My stomach was turning a little bit, but guess what? It feels so much better now. Hallelujah, because I'm a person that believe in divine healing. Now, for those of you that don't, go on to the doctor. But all I know that I have the Holy Ghost dwelling on the inside of me, and with this Holy Ghost, I have power, and God gave me power. Power to speak. Power to lay hands. I don't just have to lay hands on you. I can lay hands on myself. I got a Moshiach in the name of Jesus. So we love you this morning. We're not going to hold you. I got to get ready to go to the house of worship, and I'm certain most of you do also. But I like, again, to tell everyone, happy Thanksgiving. I pray God's blessings over you and your family. I pray that the blood of Jesus will cover you as you go to and fro to one another's homes. And I pray that the blood of Jesus will cover you where you don't participate in all the banqueting, where you're drinking and all of this old crazy foolishness. But just have your little sparkling cider and just thank God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living, another opportunity to give him some praise. So I say happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. May the Lord of all, God and Savior, go with you all in the name of Jesus. And we'll see you back on the broadcast on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. We will be on the broadcast this whole week. Now, I know it's Thanksgiving, but you know what? I don't wait till November to give God some thanks. I give him thanks every day of my life. So the Lord didn't tell me to take Thanksgiving off. So I'll be on this broadcast at the respective time. So I invite you to join me. If you don't, it's still okay. I still would like you to have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving. God bless you. We're going to close out. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you've done on this morning. We thank you for the prayers that have gone up. Lord God, I'm asking you to bless Guess 1446, Lord God, touch them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them peace down in their soul this morning. Lord God, and as they go to and fro, shield and protect them, Lord God. Everyone that we lifted up on this morning and those that we may have forgot, Lord, you know who they are. Continue to bless your people, everyone. Bless this nation as a whole, God. Remember our first family as they celebrate Thanksgiving, Lord God. And, Lord God, those that may not even have a shelter, hallelujah, those that may not even be able to sit around their families, but they're in shelters, homeless shelters. They're in nursing homes, Lord God. They're in hospitals and they're in prisons. Lord God, minister to those people. Let them know that you haven't forgotten about them. Let them know that you're right there, God. Oh, God, and comfort them. Remember the bereaved families on this week, Lord God. Those that have lost loved ones, especially the Claiborne family that is bearing their mother and their sister and their grandmother on this coming Wednesday. We want you to continue to bless and strengthen that family. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory now. We give you glory now, God. Bless us on today to tell somebody about your goodness. Help us, Lord God, to lift you up. For you said, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto me. Lord God, we thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. We're expecting some great and marvelous things from you in the weeks to come, God. And continue to bless this broadcast, Lord God. Bless our listeners, Lord God, that listen live and those that even go back into the archives, Lord, and listen later, Lord God. Let a word be saved to encourage them. Let a word be saved to inspire. Let a word be said to motivate them and empower them, Lord God, to pursue their destiny. For we all have a destiny in Christ Jesus. We give you glory and we give you praise. God bless you, guests. Thank God for you on this morning. Oh, God, I need your glory. I need your glory. I need your glory. I need your glory. And we're going to close out with that song, I Need Your Glory, by Ernest Pugh. God bless you all. Have a beautiful and safe Sunday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
I want your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I to me. Show me your power.
bless you all. Have a glorious day. In Jesus' name.